The cornerstone of Maryland Humanities' mission is lifelong learning in the humanities. Judy Pittenger, a former Roland Park Country School teacher who now offers continuing education courses through the school's Kaleidoscope program, tells us more about the value of lifelong learning.
An oft-quoted truism that education is wasted on the young is untrue. Education is never wasted. But a wistful desire to return to college in order to take advantage of what we missed is a natural response as we look back on life. However, as Thomas Carlyle noted, the finest university of all is the university of great books, and these are ever within our reach. At every age, reading great literature both expands our world and deepens our understanding of what it means to be human. Learning is a journey that begins when we are young and continues throughout our lives. Our education is never complete. In the words of poet William Butler Yeats, education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire. That fire need never burn out, and in fact it can be stronger as we fuel it with the wisdom and experience we gain along life's journey. Moreover, research has shown that our mental and even physical health is positively enhanced by increased cognitive activity. Leo Tolstoy was a lifelong learner. He began studying Greek for the first time in his mid-40s and felt himself rejuvenated. It is often said about his great novel, War and Peace, that we should read it three times, once in our youth when we are on the brink of life, once in our middle years when we are in the throes of life's challenges and demands, and once in our mature years when we have time to reflect and look back on life's experiences and lessons. The text is different at each reading because we are different at each reading. As mature adults, we have time to read books we have never read, or reread books we read before we were ready. Virginia Woolf's poignant reverie over passing time into the lighthouse is little understood by the young. One of my favorite novels, my nominee for the Great American Novel, is Moby Dick, which some of us read well before we were intellectually mature enough to ponder Melville's probing of the nature of evil and the existence of God. The story is simple, but the novel's reach is vast, plumbing the philosophical and existential depths of human existence in magisterial prose. I have had students of every age, and each age offers a unique perspective. The mature adult student brings to great literature a wealth of life experiences as well as an intellectual humility gained after confronting life's complexities and ambiguities. Adult students are motivated not by degree requirements or economic necessity, but rather by intellectual curiosity and the sheer joy of learning. We can certainly learn independently. Online courses and podcasts have dramatically expanded our opportunities. And we can learn with others. Baltimore is fortunate to have a myriad of opportunities for adult learning. Learning in community is perhaps the most exhilarating since the radius of our understanding is so widely and richly expanded. Great friendships develop over great texts. We stimulate and challenge and comfort each other with our contrasting views and experiences. My students, my reading companions, have enriched my own life immeasurably, and I am grateful to share the journey with them.
More information about Ms. Pittenger's classes can be found at rpcs.org/page/kaleidoscope. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.